Be'ezras Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud Beis, the Isser of Kol Machmetzes Loisoy Chelu. The Rishonim in the beginning of Psochim explain that the reason the Torah was so machmir by Chometz, that it's even Osir B'Tashbisu and B'Bal Yiroh B'Al Yimotze, is one hand because the Isser of Chometz, of Achilas Chometz, is so chomer that Yechayiv Koris, so a Shmira for the Koris is that you should not even have it in your house. And also because chametz is loy bodil minei, because a whole year we do eat chametz, and only on Pesach, so there's more of a chshash, a person would come to be nichshal in the iser chomer of koris, of eating chametz. And that's why the Torah asked even tashbisu, and it shouldn't be bal yiroh even. The emes is, this is kemat, mefurish in the pasuk. The Torah says, in Parshas Bo, twice, that yechayiv koris for eating chametz, but if you look how the pasuk says it, it says it by the mitzvah of Tashbisu and on Bal Yiroh. Ach b'yoyim arishon Tashbisu se'or mibateichem. Why? Ki kol oichel chometz v'nichrso ha'nefesh ahi mi'Yisrael. Miyoyim harishon ad yoyim hashvi. Why is it Tashbisu? First of all, because the Torah says that there's going to be chorus if you eat the chometz. And also, that it's only miyoyim harishon ad yoyim hashvi. It's only for those 7 days. The rest of the year we do eat chometz. That's more of a reason why the Torah had to be mechayiv to be mashbisit. The next pasuk, Shivas Yomim Se'or Lo Yimotzei Bivoteichem. Why? Ki Kol Oichel Machmetzes V'Nichrso HaNefesh Ahi Me'Adas Yisrael. And this is the two places in Parshas Bo where the Torah says that Achilas Chometz is so chomer that you get chorus. But the chorus is not what's nichlal on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Minyan HaMitzvahs we're dealing here with is the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisoichelu. Now the Torah brings three psukim where it says the lav of eating chometz, the azhara of eating chometz. In Shmois, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof, Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisoichelu. Later on, in Perek Yud Gimel, in the Parsha of Kaddish, which we say have in our tefillin, the Pasuk says, V'lo Ye'ochel Chometz. And a third time it's repeated in Parshas Re'eh, in Dvorim, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisoichel Olav Chometz, Shivas Yomim Toichel Olav Matzis. So the lav of Achilas Chometz was repeated three times. Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisoichelu, V'lo Ye'ochel Chometz, and Lo Yisoichel Olav Chometz. The Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, they count each one of these lavin as a separate lav in the Torah. And this has to be explained because, you know, the Torah says the lav of Leisasa Malocha many times by Shabbos, it's still only considered one lav. The Torah just repeats the lav. Over here, obviously, the Torah repeated this lav of eating chametz three times. Farshteitzach that the Gemara darshans from each one of these psukim, different dinim, which we're going to go into. But you see that it's considered a separate lav even in the Torah. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's counted separate. We're doing V'chinuch and Mitzvah Yud Beis is the lav of Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisoichelu. But there's also Mitzvah Yud Tes, which is the lav of V'lo Ye'ochel Chometz. And then in Mitzvah Tof Pei Hei, in Parshas Re'ei, is the lav of Le'soichel Olav Chometz. Each one of these lavin is for something else. Is it starts like this, Bemis. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Ches says that there's a machlokes Tanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is machadish that chometz is osur bein lefnei zmanoi, bein toich zmanoi, and bein laachar zmanoi. Rav Yehuda was machadish that besides that there's a lav and chorus avada of eating chometz during the shivas yomim of Pesach, toich zmanoi, the 7 days, there's also a lav doi raisa to eat chometz koidim zmanoi. On Erev Pesach from Chatzois, there's a lav do'i raisa to eat chometz, and also la'achar Pesach. Chometz she'over olav Pesach, loit Rab Yehuda, is a lav do'i raisa. It's not just a knas midirabonon, like other Tanoim hold. It's a lav do'i raisa. So the Gemara says there in Psochim, t'losu kroi ksivi, there are three separate psukim. These three psukim we're mentioning now. Kol machmetzes lo yiseichelu, lo yiseichel olav chometz, and v'lo yeyochel chometz. Zogt Rab Yehuda, all three of these are mentioned because it's a separate lav. One is for chometz koidim zmanai, one is for chometz la'achar zmanai, one is for chometz toich zmanai. Rab Shimon is choylik, the Tana Rab Shimon, and he says, no, chometz is only osur toich zmanai. There's no lav do'i raisa to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, according to Rab Shimon. The pashtis, like some rishonim, it's still osur to eat chometz on Erev Pesach because pashat tashbisu doesn't allow you to eat chometz. Although not all Rishonim hold like that, the Baal Amor, fascinating, says, Adarab, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, in which that will be your kiyum of Tashbisu. But a lot of the Rishonim, Taisus, the Ramban, they learned that even late Rabbi Shimon, there's an isser to eat chametz on Erev Pesach mitzad Tashbisu. Aber mitzad a lava of achilas chometz, there's no lava of achilas chometz. Kamoy kein zot Rav Shimon, there's no lava of achilas chometz la'achar ha-Pesach. Maybe this is the Rabbanon, a knas, but there's no lava d'oraisa. So zot Rav Shimon, what do I do with Rav Yehuda's three psukim? Rav Yehuda specifically went and said there are three separate psukim. Kol machmetzes lo yisaychelu, lo yisaycha lolov chometz, and v'lo yeyochel chometz. Those are chad lefnei zmani, chad toich zmani, chad lachar zmani. Rav Shimon, who argues and says that no, there's only a lav to eat chometz on the 7 days of Pesach. And he's even medayik it because he says, Rav Shimon says, the pasuk says, lo yisaycha lolov chometz, shivas yomim toich lolov matzois. During the 7 days that you eat the matzah, that's when there's a lav of chometz. Lo yisaycha lolov chometz, when the shivas yomim toich lolov matzois. So there's only a lav during those 7 days. So why does the Torah repeat all three psukim? Zot Rav Shimon, you need it for other things. You need the three psukim to teach you other things. Kol machmetzes lo yisaychelu is to teach you that even taroivis chametz is aser. The other part is to teach you that Pesach Mitzrayim is only noyik for 1 day. He darshens the psukim for other things. But really, this is the same lav of eating chametz that's repeated again and again and again. Now, if you want to go a little bit into Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, in fact, that there are three separate lavin. A lav of koidim zmani, and a lav of la'achar zmani, and a lav of toich zmani. There's a machlokes rishonim who we paskin like. A lot of rishonim paskin like Rav Yehuda, the chinuch, the Rambam, but only partially. The chinuch and the Rambam, they paskin like Rav Yehuda that there's a lav d'oraisa of chometz koidim zmani. And it's even mevur which pasuk. It's the pasuk in Re'eh. The pasuk that says loisoichal olov chometz, Rabbi Yehuda is darshening it, and the chinuch and the Rambam passing like that, loisoichal olov on the korban Pesach, olov during the chatzois of Yudalid Nisan on erev Pesach, loisoichal olov chometz. Aye, the Gemara asks, but the hemshach pasuk is shivas yomim toichal olov matzois. It's mashma during the 7 days of the matzah. Only then are you not allowed to eat chometz. So Rabbi Yehuda disregards that. He says, Nochamol de Navad not, Loy Soichal Olov Chometz means Erev Pesach. Loy Soichal on the Korban Pesach Chometz. Aye, the Pasuk says there's a Hekesh Tamatza. The Hekesh Tamatza is for other things. To teach you that Matza is Noyig Bizman Azeh, even though there's no Korban Pesach. Because whenever there's a Zman of Chometz, there's a Zman of Matza. Or Bechlau, the Gemara could have said many other things. You need this Hekesh to teach you that only the Chameshas Minei Dogan that come to Chimetz are able to be Matza. The Gemara learns out that Noshim that are chayiv in matzah, are chayiv in chometz, are chayiv in matzah, use this hekesh for many things. But the etzem din lo yisoichal olav chometz is for chometz koidim zmani. And if you look at the chinuch, in mitzvah tof pei hei, he taka paskins like that. The mitzvah of tof pei hei is the lav of lo yisoichal olav chometz. It's a separate lav in the Torah. The lav of eating chometz koidim zmani. But in chometz la'achar zmani, the chinuch and the Rambam don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. They don't count as a separate lav. The lav of eating chametz koidim zmani. So why do they count all three psukim as a lav? So the pshat is kol machmetzes lo yisaychelu is for the din of taroives chametz nukshe taroives chametz, not chametz gomer. V'lo yeyochel chametz is the pasuk for chametz gomer, and lo yisaychel olav chametz is the pasuk taka for chametz koidim zmani. So here we have this chinuch and the Rambam, they pass like Rabbi Yehuda halfway. They pass like Rabbi Yehuda that there's a separate lav derais of chametz koidim zmani. Other Rishonim Paskin, like Rav Shimon. The Shaili becomes, clears the Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Yutes, actually, this Minchas Chinuch. By the Mitzvah of Eloi Yochel Chometz, the Iker Lav of eating Chometz. Which Pasuk is which? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that these three Pesukim, Lo Yisoichal Olav Chometz, Lo Yochel Chometz, and Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisaychelu, one is for Koidim's money, one is for La'achar's money, one is for Toich's money. So it's quite clear that the pasuk of koidim zmani that was specifically mentioned is the pasuk of leisoichal olav chometz. The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that's taka what the chinuch and the Rambam say. That's that lav. It's the lav of eating chometz koidim zmani. But on the other two, you have to know which pasuk is the pasuk for toich zmani and which is for la'achar zmani. It's a big nafkamina, zekta minchas chinuch. First of all, he does this in other places also. Hasra, when you see a person eating chometz. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav d'oraisa to eat chometz on Yudalid Nisan also. There's a lav d'oraisa to eat chometz la'achar Pesach. How much overall of Pesach is a lav d'oraisa? But when you're going to give him hasra, which pasuk are you going to quote? You have to quote the right pasuk. If you quote the wrong pasuk, it won't be a good hasra. B'yoyse, the Minchas Chinuch says, b'charifus, if you see someone eating chometz bein ha-shmoshes of Leila Seder, it's Erev Pesach, but it's already after Shki, it's bein ha-shmoshes. There's no way to get malchus for eating chametz then, because you don't know which hasra to give him. Should you quote the pasuk that's relevant for koidim zmanoi, Or should you quote the pasuk that's relevant for la'achar's money? More than that, says the Menchas Chinuch, if you eat a chetzi kezayis of chametz, a chetzi kezayis of chametz right before Pesach starts, on Erev Pesach, right before the night, and toch kedeach in his pras, another chetzi kezayis, la'achar, it becomes the night, the two chetzi kezayis won't be mitzdarif. It's pashut a different iser. Hagam, the emes, and this is the ikar I want to go into now, it's all one lav of chametz. But it's not. Klerz the Menchas Chinuch, it's not. There's a lav of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. And there's a separate pasuk that's a lav of eating chametz on Pesach. It's a different makar, it's a different pasuk. You have to know which pasuk is which. And it's takenat klerz, l'gabi d'asro. Like we said, the pasuk of le'soich halol of chametz is the lav for koidim zmani. But which pasuk goes on toich zmani, and which pasuk goes on la'achar zmani? So to go a little bit more into this, and it's bechlal about, we see these three pasukim. Is it just one big Isra of Chametz? You can mix and match, quote the Hasra, quote which pasuk you want. Or no, you'd have to be very specific. So we'll go a little more into it. There's a lot of details. We'll try to misader the Inyan. We'll start off like this. Chametz, we know, according to Rabbi Yehuda especially, there's a lav da'iraisa to eat it, even koidim zmanei also, from Yudalid non chatzois. But there's no chorus. The chorus is avada only on the Shivas Yomim. The chorus of Chametz is only on the 7 days. But there's another halacha that chametz is osir b'hanno. That means it's a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chametz b'pesach is not osir b'hanno, even during the Shivas Yomim. We have ad paskin chametz is osir b'hanno. But what's the makar? There's a famous sugi in Pesachim in the beginning of the second parak. Chizkiya says chametz is osir b'hanno because vibalt the pasuk says v'lo yei ochel chametz in parak Yud Gimel in Shmois mitzvah Yotes, right? The pasuk of v'lo yei ochel chametz. It says in the lashon of lo yei ochel, the lashon of lo yei ochel gives a connotation that it's osur even b'hanno. Meaning, Chizkiya's shita is that b'derech klal isuri achila macholas asuris are only osur b'achila unless otherwise specified. Zokter by chometz, it says v'lo yei ochel chometz to teach you that it's osur b'hanno. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Avohu is chaylik. Rabbi Avohu has a klal kol mokum shenemer b'toyre lo yoichal leisoichal leisoichal. Whatever it says, Isra Achila by definition is always includes Hanno also, unless otherwise specified. The truth is, this is not for now, but the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel goes through three blot Gemara there. The Gemara goes through Kamat every Macholas Asuris that there is in the Torah, Orla, Gidanosha, Chodosh, Chelev, Sharaniska, it goes through the whole list, Dam. And it ends up coming out that Kamat Chizkiya and Bavo never argue, because in every single one, either Chizkiya finds a separate Makar to teach you that it is Asur Bano, or Rabbi Avohu has Adar Abba, a makar to teach you that this is an exception to the rule, that it's not Osir Bano, and Kemat, they always agree on all accounts. Aber Leguf HaDover, this that Chometz is Osir Bano, according to Rabbi Avohu, it's Poshit, because whenever the Torah says an Isser of Achila, it includes Hano. Leit Chizkiya, it's only because the Lashon of Lo Yei Ochel teaches me that it's Osir Bano. So Toysis, in Pesachim, in a few places, he tells interesting shailas. Legabi, this Nakuda. You're telling me chametz is asur b'hanno, but you don't get chorus if you nana from chametz. The chorus is only if you eat it. Why? So Zoktosis, loit chizkiya, that's good, because only on the lav, there was a separate riboy, lo yei ochel, that there's a lav to be nana from chametz. But the chorus, ki kol eichel chametz v'nichrasa, that's only achila, not hanno. But according to Rabbi Avohu fakert, automatically any lotion of achila means even hanno. So this should be chorus for nana from chametz. So Tosis kvetches ois that the lashon of ki kol oichel chametz, even Rabbi Avohu doesn't say means hano. It has to say a lo yoichel, lo yisoichel. But then Tosis wants to know, what about chametz koidim zmanoi? We know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz is osur even from Erev Pesach. And it's mavur in the Gemara, in Pesachim Chofches, that like Rabbi Yehuda, it's osur b'hano on Erev Pesach. In fact, Tosis, how do you know it's osur b'hano? The pasuk that teaches me that chametz is osur b'hano, according to Chizkiya, is lo yei ochel chametz. That pasuk, Tosis assumes, is going on toich zmanei. That would affect the Menchas Chinuch's klar, which pasuk is which. That's going on toich zmanei. How do you know chametz is osur b'hano on Erev Pesach? Another kasha Tosis asks on the Chav Gimel in Pesachim is that we know that not only is chametz osur, but kol machmetzes lo yiseichenu, even taroives chametz, nukshe, we're going to go into soon, various cases of chametz that are not chametz gomer are also asur b'achila. But if adetz mevur in the Gemara, they're asur b'hano also. How do you know it's asur b'hano? Loit Rabbi Avohu, because it says, kol machametz is loisei chelu. But like Chizkiyah, that be'etzem macholas asuras are only asur b'achila. By chometz, the makar, the riboy, the yalfusa, that it's asur b'anah is a separate, special pasuk. Lo ye ochel chometz, ye ochel, even anah is asur. Maybe that's only going on chometz gomer. So here is really the opener of what we're going to try to go into now. When we have a detail that's mavur about chometz, a riboy, a chiddush, how do we know if it can apply it all the other details of chametz? Lamashal, the first dogma we went into, and we're going to go into more now, Chizkiyah's shita is that be'etzem by macholas asuras things are only asur b'achila. The makar that they're asur b'hano is only because there's a riboy lo ye'ochel chametz. Beseder, that's by real chametz. How do you know that chametz koidim zmanoi is asur b'hano? How do you know that taroivis, nukshe, machmetzes, how do you know that's asur b'hano? Elamai, Tosis brings a svar. It's a gili milsa. Once you see, it's called chametz. You make a gili milsa. So he says, yeah, don't overdo that. Maybe there should be karis when you eat nukshe. Maybe there should be karis when you eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Maybe there should be karis when you eat, when you nene from chametz. We'll go to the most extreme. Maybe there should be karis when you nene from taroivis chametz on Erev Pesach. Avada not. So it's not just stam. Oh, anytime there's a detail about chametz, it applies to all things. So we'll start from a different angle, because be'emes we're holding really in mitzvah of mitzvah yudbeis, kol machmetzes lo yisechelu. The Gemara is marbe, kol machmetzes lo yisechelu, machmetzes, and also there's ribuy of kol, we're marbe taroives and nukshe. Now taroives and nukshe is a big sugya. Just a little bit to open up the topic, we'll open up with the Mishnah in Psochim, the third perek ve'elu oivrin ba'pesach. The Mishnah says, elu oivrin ba'pesach, kutach habavli, sheikhar hamodai, if you look through the sugi there, what's mavur that these seven things I just mentioned in the Mishnah are, to translate them roughly, yogurt, beer, vinegar, constipation medicine, and then paint, oven cleaner, and glue. The way the Gemara explains it, that the first four that we said are taroivis of chametz. Kutach habavli is a kind of a yogurt with chametz mixed into it. Sheikhar amode is a kind of a beer. V'chulei. And then the other ones are nukshe. It's a big arichas in the sugi. They're the gather of nukshe and taroivis. But again, we'll assume it's not mamish chametz gomer. You're not over the regular lav of chametz. But it's considered a riboy of kol machmetzes lo yisechelu. There's a major machlekes rishonim, just to open up. The Mishnah's lashon was, ve'elu oivrin ba'pesach. What does it mean, oivrin? Zokt Rashi. And the Rambam paskins azoy, elu oivrim ba'pesach, you're oivr bal yiroa bal yimotze. There's a lav of lo yiroa lo chochometz. There's a lav of bal yiroa bal yimotze, pashtes tashbisu, on chometz nukshe, on taroivis. Elu oivrim, these seven things we mentioned, are your oivr bal yiroa. Tosis brings b'shem deriva, a similar pshat. Elu oivrim, oivrim means it's oivrim from the oilim. You got to get rid of it from the world. Meaning Rashi said it's a lashon of your oivr bal yiroa. Taisus says, let's get rid of it from the world. But then Taisus brings from Aveinu Tam differently. Elu oivrim ba'pesach means you're oivr if you eat it. You're oivr the lav of kol machmetzes lo yisechelu if you eat it. And this is a major issue here. Because there's no riboy that there's bal yeroe on nukshe and taroivis. The riboy of nukshe and taroivis and the schamas ayde davar acher is from the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo yisechelu. Zok Aveinu Tam, that's a riboy that it's usher to eat such things. Where does it say that there's bal yeroe? And this is, you see, a big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's tzugang was, once the Torah was mechadesh kol machmetzes lo yisechelu, to be marben nukshe and taroivis, once it was nisraba that it's also to eat such chametz, it's nisraba also that there's bal yiroa on such chametz. You have to know, what's the gather, right? There's not karis if you eat it. So where's the cutoff line here? But that's Rashi's shita. That nukshe and taroivis is elu oivrim ba'pesach, you're oivr bal yiroa. Rabbi Natan says, no, elu oivrim means it's oivrim min hashulchan. You have to remove it from your table. Oivrim min hashulchan. You can't eat it. But there's no bal yiro. A similar shayla, the Achroinim have a shayla, and I think maybe it's going to be Tolly in this. The Minchas Chinuch declares, and he brings the tzlach, is there an isser of nukshe and taroivis on Erev Pesach from Chatzois? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that there's an iser d'oraisa to eat chametz already from chatzos on yedalid nisan. There's a separate riboy, but is that only by chametz gomer or is that even by nukshe and taroivis? So the tzlach makes a cute diak elu oivrim ba'pesach only during the 7 days of Pesach, not koidim zmani. Menachas Chinuch also was medayik and the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam brings, when he brings in the mafteach to the anfang of the halachas of Hilchas Chometz u'Matzah, he says it's usher to eat chometz from Yudalid Nisan, and there's a lav to eat taroivas chometz kol shiva. It's mashal that the lav of taroivas is taka only kol shiva. But I think this is all hand in hand with one shaila. When the Torah was mar ben nuksha and taroivas, that it's usher to eat it, but should I apply that isser only on the basic isser of achilas chometz on the shivas yamim? Or does it apply even Erev Pesach? Is it even Osir Bahano? Is there Baal Yiroa on such chametz? All of these are details that follow through on that inyan. Another dogma where you see this idea, and we'll bring a few more ideas of this. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof, and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamin Hey also, the Gemara says, Himcheyu v'gomoy chayiv koris. The Gemara brings that if you turn your chametz into a liquid somehow, and you drink it, which is not the right derech, it's not the tzura of chametz, nevertheless, yechayiv koris. The Gemara actually parallels that if you would do that to a piece of matzah, you're not yoytzer the mitzvah of matzah. And the Gemara has a little bit of a problem with that. How could it be that for matzah, you're not yoytzer, but it's still considered chametz? But that's what the Gemara says, l'maisa, that himcheyu v'gomeyu, if you turned your chametz into a liquid, yechayiv koris. The Gemara learns this out from a riboy, because it says, and Rashi explains there in Chulin, nefesh is mashmah, as long as the nefesh was satiated, even if you drank liquid chametz, that's also you were satiated, and you chayiv koris. Fine. But clears the Menachas Chinuch, maybe himcheyu v'gomeyu, that avada, you mamish chayiv koris, but maybe only if it's chametz gomer. Maybe not on taroivis and nukshe. Because maybe avada taroivis and nukshe is this rabbi from Kol Machmetz Leisei Chelu. But who says you have the riboy of himcheyu v'gomoy? Maybe the riboy of himcheyu v'gomoy that you chayiv on liquid is only by chametz gomer. K'moiken, clears the Menachas Chinuch. What about himcheyu v'gomoy of chametz gomer, but on Erev Pesach? You know, there's no chorus on Erev Pesach, that's for sure. But there's a lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. A riboy. Does the chiddush of himcheyu v'gomoy apply then or not? So that's another dogma where we see that there's a riboy lagabi, a detail in chametz, but the question is how far to apply it. Another shiloh. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Chometz u'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, famous Rambam, the Rambam says, if you eat chametz even less than a kezayis, even a kol shehu, you're over an isser doy raisa, because the pasuk says, lo yei ochel chametz. The Rambam makes a drosha. You know, Rabbi Chizkiya learned that from Yei Ochel, the teacher, that it's even Aser Bahano. We had other Chedushim. But the Rambam brings, V'lo Yei Ochel Chometz, V'lo Yei Ochel is to be marba, that even if it's less than a shear, you don't get Malkus unless it's a Kazayas, but there's an Isser Dai Raisa to eat Chometz less than a shear, a special Riboy, Lo Yei Ochel Chometz. That's Erstens. As I state in Rambam, Perak Chometz U'Matzah, Perak Aleph Alach Hazayin. So before we start, Fregen the Achroinim, a famous tumul in the Achroinim about this, we paskin chetzi shir osur min haTorah. The whole idea of chetzi shir osur min haTorah was to teach you that even if you don't eat a shir, you're not going to get an oinish, but there's an isur d'oraisa. So what's the dramatics that the Rambam is saying if you eat a chetzi kezayis, a pochus mikashir of chometz, that you're over an isur d'oraisa? Always the rule is chetzi shir osur min haTorah. So there's one mahalach in the Achroinim that I would think by chometz it's different because it had a shas hakosher before Pesach it was mutter, maybe there's no isur of chetzi shir. The Menachas Chinuch himself has a moirid kapilpil to say that dafka by chometz, since there's a chiddush, and there are some cases when bibalt chometz is a chiddush, so it won't be chazilit star of bichdei achilas pras, and the bederechal the isser of chetzi shiras and atoyer is only because it was royalit star of bichdei achilas pras, and chometz he brings cases where it has to be eaten mamash bevasachas, it won't have the tzir of bichdei achilas pras. In such a case, technically, if you ate a chetzi kazayish, you wouldn't be over. Else the regular rule of chetzi shiras min haTorah. Over here, you will be. There's a special riboy. Lo yeyochel chametz. B'doymel hazeh, the Menachas Chinuch brings the tzlach. What if you ate a chetzi kazayish chametz the last second right before Pesach is over? It's not shaykh to aser it there as chetzi shir osur min haTorah, because it's not chazilit starufe, because in a second later it's going to be ois Pesach. You're not going to be able to be mitzaref. And chazilit starufe is literal. You're only over the regular din of chetzi shir osur min haTorah if it's royalit starif. If you ate chametz the last second of Pesach, it won't be osur lit starif. Nevertheless, you'll be over an iser d'oraisa zok tzlach, because there's a special riboy v'lo yei ochel chametz. Rabbi Kveger argues on this tzlach, but that's that shmuz that the Rambam says there's a special ribay by chametz that there's no iser, there's an iser even if it's not a chetzi shir. The Chassidic Rada takes this a step further. We mentioned in a previous shir that the Shagasari in Simen Pei Aleph says that there's no bal yeroe on a chetzi shir of chametz. Bal yeroe is only if you have a kezayis, because there's no chetzi shir for bal yeroe because it's not chazil, it's tarufe. Now, a lot of Achronim argue that you can apply the concept of chazil tztarufe even not by achila, by bal yero. So it's chazil tztarufe from one place in your house to another place. You can be mitztaruf chazil tztarufe. But clears the menchaschinach from a different angle. Since really there's an iser min atoyro of eating chametz, even less than a shir. There's no malchus, but there's an iser. Lo yei ochel chametz. No, maybe that's a riboy to the bal yiro. So the same way the shir of bal yiro, like Beis Hillel, the shir of bal yiro is kezayis, just like the shir of achilas kezayis. Beis Shammai the argues the shir of bal yiro is kesevis. But like Beis Hillel, that the shir of bal yiro is kezayis, just like achila, makish bir lachila. So the same way there's an iser doiraisa lo yei ochel chametz, that there's an iser achilas chametz on less than a shir. Maybe there's also bal yiro on less than a shir. And once again, this is a similar nekuda to what we're clearing. If the Torah was already mechadish v'lo yei ochel chametz, then it's an iser to eat chetzi kezayis of chametz. Is that pasha that you should clear that who adin it's going to have bal yei ra on pachas mikashir? And of course, if you're following the theme, what we're trying to do, I can clear a few of similar shilas. You know, the Rambam says there's an iser dai rice to eat less than a shir of kezayis. Not as the regular rule of chetzi shir of Torah, but zunder an iser lo yochel chametz. What about by Taroivis and Nuksha? Is the Isser Deiraisa that can apply by Taroivis and Nuksha? What about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is a separate Makar, like Soichal Olav Chometz to be Marba, that is a separate Alav Deiraisa with its Egen Alav, with Egen Asro, separate Alav, like Soichal Olav Chometz, a separate minion in the minion of Mitzvahs, like Soichal Olav Chometz, there's an Isser Deiraisa to eat Chometz on Erev Pesach. No? Is it Osir to eat? Do you have the Rambam's Chetzi Shir Dik Isser on Erev Pesach? Do you have the Rambam's Chetzi Shir Dik Isser by Taroivis? One more dugma, and then I want to make a wrap up on this. Again, we're clearing. Avada, chametz is chametz is chametz, and don't eat it. Avada, but Taroivis and Nuksha is also Nisrab. Hano is Nisrab. Even Chetzi Shir is Nisrab. Himcheyu Vigomoy is Nisrab. Bal Yiroi is Nisrab. Do everything apply by everything? Once the Torah was machadish, that you're even over on himcheyu v'gomoy, that yichayev koras, that even applies by nuksha, that even applies erev Pesach. The Torah was mar bechetzi shir, that even applies by nuksha, that even applies by erev Pesach. Kohena yesh dugmois rabbis oid. I will speak out one more, and kol amoisif moisifim loy. The Shulchan Aruch in Eirachaim siman tov memches sivov brings a halacha that you're not allowed to be feeding chametz on Pesach to a behema, even if it's a hefker behema. So it's not your behema, it's not even your friend's behema, and no one's having hanah from it. So it's not that you're being nana from chametz, because the chametz is osur ba'ano. Nevertheless, it's osur to give a behema of hefker chametz on Pesach. The makar for this din is the pashtus, the Yerushalmi, in the second parak, and the pashtus, what mashmi, the Yerushalmi, there's other Torahs here, but we'll go with this gang. The Yerushalmi, Prima Gadim was like this, that the Yerushalmi says, we learned it out from a ribuy v'loye ochel chametz. That same pasuk again. But the Yerushalmi, you know, Rechizkiya taught us that's the makar, the chametz is asir b'hano. Rav Avov says, you don't need a makar. The Rambam learned that from this loye ochel chametz, that chetzi shir is asir. The Yerushalmi learns a different thing. Loye ochel chametz, don't feed it to an animal. Not because you're nene, it's only doing hanah. It's not your animal, you don't care. Some say a different shot. Person has hanah as he's feeding the animals. You know, you go to the zoo, you're feeding the animals, you're enjoying it. But there's a mahalat that has nothing to do with nene. There's a lot, lo yei ochel chametz. Shulchan Aruch brings it in Tov Memches. The Rambam incidentally doesn't. And it could be the Menches Chanech is Maram, maybe the Rambam already darshaned from lo yei ochel chametz, his own chedish, this chedish of chetzi shir, so he doesn't have the ribi of the Yerushalmi. But come on, the Guf Adin, the Yerushalmi, that it's usher to feed chametz to a behem of hefker. For that reason also, by the way, it's also to give chametz to a shechere shayit of a cotton. Besides like sachilum, it's like gara from the behemoth hefker. And once again, I want to clear, the Mechassinah clears, on these details. Is it also to give chametz nukshe to a behemoth hefker? Is it also to give chametz to a behemoth hefker on Erev Pesach? Hare, the riboy of the iser to feed a behemoth hefker is a separate riboy lo yeyochel chametz. Does that lo yeyochel chametz be choyzev in his gala? Legabi nukshe, legabi Erev Pesach, v'chulei. That was a few of the inyonim about the Isser of Achilas Chometz.